This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 336 for Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market had small losses on Wednesday, despite finding support from comparable oils. Crude oil extended its recent rally, driven by upcoming supply cuts from OPEC. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher. The Canadian dollar was up 0.25 US cent compared to Tuesday's close, pressuring canola. The foothills in Alberta could get up to 40 centimeters of snow through Friday, with Calgary expected to see 10 to 15 centimeters. Meanwhile, the eastern half of the prairies is to remain dry with high temperatures above 10 degrees Celsius. The May canola contract was down $1.10 per ton at $634.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all up. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said that 1.073 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day on average during the week ended March 29th, the most in more than a month. Ethanol stocks increased by 324,000 barrels at 26.416 million. Reports are saying that China is asking importers to reduce receipts of corn in order to support the domestic market. China will also expand plantings of GMO corn varieties this year. The USDA's ag attaché in Brazil reduced its Brazilian old crop corn production estimate by 2 million tons at 122 million, while also projecting new crop production at 129 million on 22 million hectares. 2024-25 ending stocks were estimated at 7.9 million tons. On Tuesday, Taiwan purchased 65,000 tons of corn, likely from Argentina. The May corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.32. Soy meal prices have fallen to their lowest level since late February due to the recent detection of avian flu in dairy cows, prompting demand questions. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle prices at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange have fallen to their lowest since late January. Malaysian palm oil prices rose 84 ringgits overnight and are at their highest since March 2023. The May soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.82. Next week, substantial rains are expected to fall onto Kansas and eastern Colorado, as well as western Oklahoma and western Texas. Saudi Arabia issued a tender of nearly 800,000 tons of wheat for June-July delivery, while Jordan tendered 120,000 tons of milling wheat. Tunisia tendered 50,000 tons of soft milling wheat and 50,000 more for durum wheat. Japan is expected to buy 113,500 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Argentina. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.